Check one, check two. Welcome to the show. All right, gonna send a massive shout out to the Rat Pack, out to Mark, out to Ez for the last, well, what, 4 or 5 hours they did? I've got a special guest with
Where's
me.
Daniel?
Where is Bunner?
Where's Daniel?
What is, do you know what? I bet he's on a late Easter egg hunt. That boy loves his Easter
he's
egg hunts.
Got
oh, is it? Oh, yeah, no drinking, 6 months. Very impressive with that, very impressive. I am joined by the legendary man behind this tune, Mr. Liquid. How you doing, mate? You alright?
Well, I don't like being on camera, I've got bad posture. I need to keep
stand up straight, there we go.
See, I've got to keep my shoulders up and back like that.
There we go, nice and straight. Alright, so we're going to do something a little bit different. So obviously we're kicking off Liquid is Liquid, second release from Liquid. Wow, there's a lot of liquids in there, isn't there?
Liquid is Liquid was a bit of a liquid heavy title with the gift of hindsight.
Lucky it was on XL, not Liquid Recordings.
Exactly, then we would have had problems. All it's categorised as liquid style.
Yeah, the liquid genre. So we're going to play this tune now, and then we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to do your Game Changers.
We are indeed.
There's a whole mishmash of genres and styles in there.
Well, I didn't want to try and do these ones are Game Changers and change the whole scene and start being trying to be ultra cool and insightful.
Yeah.
I just did tracks that changed my life. And nice. I tried to be honest rather than cool.
Cool. Yeah. Like that. Yeah. All right, we're going to let this track roll, and then we'll be back in a few minutes with the first tune.
You know how it is, Jay. Yeah. I do cool without even needing to try.
It's effortless.
Yeah.
Liquid is liquid, of the liquid genre. Making me feel a bit liquidy, actually.
I'm pretty feeling liquidy. Yeah. I've been up since, well, I didn't get any sleep. It's one of the problems of living in a different country.
Yeah, you're in Italy, right?
I am.
Nice.
It's all right.
I mean, you know, we're getting the nice weather today, but clearly you this is like a winter's day for you now.
It is. I can't deal with a cold climate anymore or English food.
Yeah, well,
British food.
They're certainly not our strongest points, are they? all right, so look, we've got you to select like a handful of tunes that just, you know, game changers for you, a little bit of a personal experience. So what's the first one you got for us?
Obviously, before I get on, I made that with Shane. So hello to Shane, wasn't just me.
Big up, Shane.
Yes, Shane. So I tried to think of tracks that had an impact on me. And like I said, without overthinking it and just thinking out what tracks really had an impact on me. And we're going to go through some different genres. But when I was a kid, it wasn't like it was now. I mean, I grew up outside of London at first. I didn't move to London until later on. And there wasn't just that exposure to music like there is now. And so it was about 1984, 85, someone at school had Barrington Levy, Here I Come. And it was just like, I mean, it seems like a really, really obvious tune to select. Yeah. But it was... It just completely changed.
Yeah.
It gave me an access to music that I just never really had got into before. Then started getting really much more into like Scientist albums, Green Sleeves as a label, even more commercial stuff like Clint Eastwood and General Saint. But it just opened me up to like, I wouldn't say proper reggae, but dub, especially dub. Yeah. I mean, I was blown away by Scientist and stuff like that at that age. And then started to get an interest... not consciously, but like a secondary interest in the technology and everything that goes with music production.
Yeah.
I didn't really realise that at the time. But like I said, I could have chosen some Scientist tracks. But this is a track that was, for want of a better word, a gateway to that style of music.
Yeah.
And to like I've been into it ever since.
Nice. All right. Barrington Levy, Here I Come.
Double, double, double. Double, sweet. Double, double. So she didn't have a daughter, she did have a son. She said the lift doesn't run, run up the stairs and come. And if you don't come quick, you're not gonna know that son. So I grab a bunch of clothes and I started to run. Here I come, here I come. 2 months later, she said, come and get your son. Cause I don't want your baby to come tie me down. Now because you are old and I am young. Yes, while I'm young, yes, I wanna have some fun. Run me down, shouldly waddle.
So there you go, Barrington Levy, Here I Come. First selection from Mr. Liquid. Nice, mate. Nice. Good story behind that. I liked it.
Well, it's like, as we were chatting, hopefully off mic, the, like, again, that whole era, like in the 80s, at similar time at school, we had this American exchange.
Yeah.
Where obviously, I know people know what American exchange is, but I'll explain it anyway, where all these American students come over. And in between falling in love with, like, unavailable American girls that are like around my age. I must have been about 15, 16, I guess.
Yeah.
Unrequited as well. It was some of the kids there were like break dancing and had the electro stuff, like Nucleus Jam on it. And again, think tracks that over time are a lot more obvious and Run DMC, Sucker MCs.
Yeah.
And again, it was just, again, exposure to music I just never really heard before and the lifestyle that went with it. And we used to really think we were so cool. Like my mate had a beatbox and we'd walk around.
Yeah.
Like almost like out, something like Out of Warriors or something. But like,
complete, couldn't imagine that now, really, could you?
Complete inability to fight or do anything. But
which is amazing to think now, like you can fit like 10,000 songs on something that big.
Yeah, exactly. So... it was cool for that, and also starting to kind of, I mean, weirdly enough, my mum had quite a broad music collection. So yeah. I grew up listening to everything from the Dubliners to the Clash.
Yeah.
Like my mum had like the Mikey Dread remix of Bank Robber by the Clash, which I brought along just in case. I don't think she had it on the 10-inch, but do you know what I mean? It's like from sitting with my dad tapping out of time to the Dubliners to getting down to the Clash with my mum and stuff. So like,
see, I don't have any cool stuff. My mum never just listened to the radio. My dad was into the Pogues and Dire Straits. And that's pretty much where my kind of musical, you know, everyone's got these cool stories about, you know, oh, my dad had like 40,000 records and we was playing stuff. You know, I was left to my own devices. That's why I was buying Terence Trent D'Arby albums.
Oh, mate, my dad liked rubbish. I mean, literally, Dubliners, Val Doonican. And then my mum went to see the Pogues live and she went right out the front. She was saying, when they came on, everyone started jumping up and down. I was like, that's kind of what happens. But what have you got lined up now? Yeah, so Run DMC, Psycho MCs, Could Have Played This, Nucleus, loads and loads of tunes, Breaking Space. But again, this is from like the Electro series. And now that music's everywhere, but at the time this was just like being, it was like I was going to say it's like taking your first which I've heard it just opens up a world that you didn't know existed. I've not had that personal experience, but this music did this to me as well. It literally was like, there's a film, there's that Midnight Cowboy where John Voight's like a cowboy and goes to the New York film party and he's like blown away, and that's what I was like listening to this music at the time.
It's a new world out there, and certainly was back then. So Run DMC, Sucker MCs.
So I said this rhyme I'm about to say. The rhyme was there, but then it went this way. Took a test to become an MC, and Orange Cook became amazed at me. So Larry put me inside the Scat-a-Lack. The stripper drove off and we never came back. They cut the record down to the bone, and now they got me rocking on the microphone. And then we're talking autographs and tears and laughs, champagne, caviar, and bubble bath. You see, that's the life that I lead, and you sucker MC, it's who I be. So take that and move back, catch a heart attack, because there's nothing in the world that run the level like a cold chill at a party in the B-boy stands, and rock on the mic and make the girls wanna dance, fly like a dove and jump from up above. I'm rocking on the mic and you can call me Run Love. I got a big long cat and not like a Seville, and written right on the side and read just to kill. So if you see me cruising, girl, come, first serve bases, cooling out, girl, take you to the death places. One of a kind, and for your people's delight, and for your sucker MC, then this ain't right, because you're biting on your life, you're cheating on your wife, you're walking around town like a hooligan with a knife, you're hanging on the ad, you're chilling with the crew, and everybody knowing what you've been through. Oh, with a 1, 2, 3, 3 to 2, 1, my man Larry Lab, my name's DJ Run, we do it in the place with the highs and the bass. I'm rocking to the rhythm, want to watch you throw my face.
Right, check one, check two, we're back. So, what is the next one? What's the next one, the little goodies you got for us next?
The next one, I was not going to do loads of shouts, but let me do one shout.
Yeah.
Right, I'm freestyling, right? I'm going to try and do this without...
Overrun DMC, awesome.
There you go, it's probably not that great, but I'll try and not get all emotional. But I just want to do a shout. It's a bloke, he's a really, really good mate of Bunter's, actually, more than mine, to be honest. All I know him, he's a lovely fella called Jeff Boys, who's got a party tonight, and he's been through unimaginable year,
right,
and met adversity with real, I know most people aren't even going to know him, but just I'll do a big, massive shout to Jeff Boys.
Yeah,
and I'll see him, Dan, later, and I'm going to be chatting on the mic
Nice.
In a reggae style.
Wow. Well, that I hope there's some videos that's going to be coming out on that.
And actually, which leads nicely into the whole thing about, like, I've got my daughter's like a little performer. She's like, yeah. I was when I was a kid. Like, attention seeker.
I think they just described every DJ and producer, really.
You know, like, I'm kind of like an attention seeker that doesn't actually really want attention, or I'm selective about who I get it from.
I didn't want this.
But when I was the only band I've ever been disappointed with, gutted when they broke up were the Specials. The only time I remember having that, could not believe the news when they broke up. And for me, I mean,
Spice Girls didn't.
That didn't really touch the sides. is that how you say it? That sounds a bit.
We'll just go with it.
And I mean, a lot of people think I'm quite posh.
Yeah.
Funner thinks
I'm posh as well.
Yeah. I think it's because my mum insisted we get educated as kids. She did know my mum was brilliant. She insisted we get educated. But I was
I thought you meant like secondary school.
Yeah, well, no, I mean literally
further.
Yeah. I grew up like from poor background. I'll show you. I mean, I won't go into the sad details, watching Specials as well, you've got the idea that like poor white kids and obviously into punk, I was too young, but you've got the idea that music, again, you can, poor white kids, working class kids can do it. And I don't have this like working class ethic because I want my daughter to have everything I didn't have. So I'd actually quite happily be middle class and posh. That's what I hang. But and I don't really see life like that, but it just made me realise that, do you know what, there is, I mean, when Funboy 3 got together and when Lunatics came out, I cut the cover off and took it to the hairdresser, and me and my mate went and had our hair shaved exactly the same, and they kicked us out of school. You know what I mean, it's like, not until it grew back, not for any other reason. So music like that had a real impact on me.
Yeah.
And again, not that I ever really wanted to be like a star or stuff like that, but just because again, for me, the Specials were pop, but they were cool. They were like double cool. They were like a cool madness.
These are the early seeds of you kind of getting drawn into music.
Yeah. And also the reggae thing still being slightly prevalent. And again, I chose one rather than being one of it's an obvious one, it's hit record, but it's one that I just kind of, you know that feeling when you used to buy the 7-inch single and it just couldn't wait to get home and stuff.
Yeah.
Just like all vinyl, really.
Yeah, nice.
And I try not to think, oh, it was better then. But music had a different connection, I guess, in terms of the physical connection of buying something and the excitement of having it and then getting it home and being able to listen to it.
Yeah.
I later developed...
The tactile touch.
I later developed the same kind of connection to other things which weren't as good for me, like getting hold of it, can't wait to get home and use it. But I managed to knock that on the head.
Pretty sharpish.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. So the Specials, Do Nothing.
I only call
Right, that's the Specials Do Nothing. We've got, just joined us, we've got Liquid with us, going through his Game Changers. Personal touch, you like that?
Personal touch.
Yeah.
And Terry Hall, so when I was living in Islington, I used to see him around all the time.
Yeah.
And I was like one of the few people I've been starstruck with as well.
Yeah.
Well, I get weird starstruck. I met some woman, I don't even know her name, she was like a TV host on like...
GMTV.
And I was in Wimpy in King's Cross, and I was like... Oh my God!
Do you know who you are?
I think I just met Michael Jackson. That's a bit of a tangent. You know me from today. I love a tangent. Let's get more current. I know, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
relatively.
Yeah, we're talking about 1980s.
Yeah, yeah.
Next one I chosen was because, again, talking about how music was so different, it's like, when I started hearing this track... I'm the world's worst singer, right? And I was trying to go to record shops and sing it and get people to tell me what it was. I was like, there's this tune. It goes dun 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 dun.
The guy's going.
Everyone. The only person that eventually was like, after me doing it ages, was Soul to Soul in Tottenham Court Road. They had a record shop there. And again, and when I got the record, it was like, oh, sweet heavens above. And I also remember this being the first time I'd ever been to an outdoor rave.
Yeah.
Because when I was going in the 80s, most of the time it was in warehouses.
Yeah.
And I remember getting there, it's like, where's the warehouse? And all of a sudden there's like lorries with speakers on, and I heard this track, and it's just like life-changing moment. Just for the, again, for me, it's the physical effect music can have on you.
Yeah.
And like, you know, especially in those systems when you feel it in your body and stuff like that.
You're hearing it as it was intended to be heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And so this one is KLF, What Time Is Love?
Nice.
We'll be right back.
Right, before we move on, I'm just going to say a quick few shouts out to Alvin, out to Clay, saying hello from Charlotte, NC, bring out back some memories with KLF, hello, hello. Out to Mark, out to Steve, Colin, Mr. Mojax, yes mate, out to Dan Selesky, oi oi. Out to Kieran Lee, oi oi. Out to the Risky Angel, send out to Billy, out to Russ Dangerous, Mr. Nick and Kent, out to Tariq, out to all the gang, and all right. So, we got first next.
Well, listen, right.
I'm listening.
I'm getting all keezerish. I feel like
you're just going to knock me out.
I think it's because the boxing's on tomorrow, right?
Yeah, oh, okay, there you go.
That's my excuse. I don't know if that will stand up in court.
I thought it was going to be a party. I've got a punchable face.
No, but
it.
I'll try and see.
Yeah.
We'll get through the show about
we'll see how it goes.
I completely lost. What were we talking about?
The next tune.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so I've managed to quit a lot of things in my life, right? Which is good.
Yeah.
Like Daniel's recently quit drinking
and
all that stuff. I did that a long time ago. One thing I've not been able to quit is doing Mark Archer in a stupid Birmingham accent. So I'm going to see if I can talk about him and not do the Mark Archer Brummie accent, all right?
I actually felt like there was a little twang of Brum even just trying to creep
I've
in,
been doing it
knocking
for years.
On the door.
So I did a gig with him in Athens years ago. Oh, God, I'm place dropping. You know people place drop?
So somewhere who's like, you know, it's the dark side of the moon or something, I don't know.
I did a gig with him and he's lovely, obviously.
Yeah.
And he laughed at my jokes, which was good. And then this one just developed where I ring him up constantly doing accents. If you're listening, Greg Parker, Tuesday, what you're saying, by the way. And anyway, I completely lost my thread.
Thanks, Greg.
Mark Archer, Enjoy, Shades of Rhythm. What I could choose again numerous amounts of tracks by that lot, but they showed as well that that was the beginning of the British scene, like LFO. That this music, because I'd been brought up on, like, I started off on American imports and stuff like that, and you can see that there is a scene emanating from here, and it was really, really good stuff as well. And like the Shades of Rhythm album, like I said, Enjoy, maybe we've got time to play an Enjoy tune as well, but this one and we listen back, this is such a simple tune now. And me and Daniel, when we were working in the record shop, we used to be, oh my God, like chewing our faces off to this. And you kind of listen back and it's slow and it's kind of spacious and stuff. But it's the intro. To me, this intro sums up house music.
Yeah.
Just the feeling of it. Do you know what I mean? It's just like such a tune.
Yeah. Well, do you know, it's an exciting time. You know, the technology had evolved so that you didn't have to be in a band to make music. And not only that, you weren't limited to the sounds that only instruments could make.
You were only limited by your imagination.
That sounds like a Gandhi kind of...
See, and really, I should have done that. I've got, like, my Liam Gallagher hands on, but I'm not going to do a Manc accent either.
But you haven't done a Brummie accent either. You've done well.
Accents are kind of one of my... It's my... what's it called when you can't quit something?
Addiction?
That's one word for it, yeah. So, yeah, Techno Symphony. This is such a tune.
Right, so that was Nexus 21, Techno Symphony. Shout out to Mr. Mark Archer. Big up yourself.
Not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Promise. I'm so tempted.
Just get one word.
No,
just squeeze it out.
I can't.
You literally look like you're going to burst.
No, I can't.
You've got white knuckles. Just literally, just gripping.
I wanted to play as well Master C and J Dub Love. But
yeah.
Because I remember, again, talking about big moments, I watched that on this video. There was this video called Evil Acid Baron.
Yeah.
And it's just loads of visuals and acid and house music. And again, that was just one of those moments, like, what is this tune?
Yeah.
And you listen, and I also think that's one of the reasons that my early production was so bad, because I grew up listening to Trax Records and stuff like that. Like, that track, someone's played the string and they don't even seem to bother playing it to a click track. It's like, just play it in, it'll be all right. When the beat comes in, we'll worry about the timing.
We can edit that, right?
Yeah.
No, we can't.
But I think let's play Enjoy, I think, because, again, similar to Nexus 21, they were kind of doing it just when it broke. I mean, and they were signed to big labels, had a lot of support and stuff, but they're just consistency.
Yeah.
I remember seeing them do Adrenaline on Top of the Pops when that EP was out, and they managed to go on Top of Pops and look super cool.
Yeah.
We did it, and I can't. Top of Pops is probably the only thing I regret doing.
Yeah.
It just looks so bad, so naff. BBC at that time, it's all great, BBC support it now. At that time, BBC was set up not to actively stop what we were doing, get successful.
Yeah.
So it was begrudging. I remember when, I don't remember actually, that's a lie. seeing it afterwards, when Enjoy finished, one of the Radio 1 DJs said something like, great track, great lyrics. You know what I mean, and like that little snub, it's like,
yeah,
because it's existing outside of that. I'm going to try not to swear. You look at me, I'll stop swearing.
No,
it's right. Existing out of that horrible Dire Straits dad music scene.
Yeah.
That you love. You know what I mean? It's just like all that.
The typical attitude that comes in a change of generation.
Yeah, and I try not to have that.
Yeah. We'll be the cool dads.
I struggle accepting that I'm like not 25 anymore. And also,
mentally, I think men very much struggle to get past 21, 22.
I don't think
our bodies fail us, but mentally.
I like to think my body's in better shape than my emotions.
I'm probably in better shape fitness-wise than I was 20 years ago, that's for sure.
You look good from where I'm standing.
Thanks,
right?
Mate.
So this, and also Mark from Enjoy's a very nice fella.
Yeah.
I don't mean to name drop, but
He is,
and he's helped me out a lot as well.
Props to you, and props to you.
You learn a lot from people by hanging out with them. There's a lot of people that you just wouldn't want to introduce them to your worst enemy, but then there's loads and loads of people that will do anything for you. And it's always, when I don't sleep, I get all philosophical, right? But when people help you out and there's nothing in it for them,
that's genuine. Oh, I'll play the record, shall I?
This is the Kraken. I love this.
Should we do it with the volume up or shall I do it? Should we just hum it?
Let's play it with the volume up.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, if you want to do it like that way, fine. Thank you. Right, so that was Enjoy the Kraken, and I do believe this is going to be the last tune.
It is. Jason Formosa is trying to get me to do an accent.
You're name dropping again.
No, he's not. No one knows who Jason Formosa is. They do. He's a big DJ up north.
Yeah. Nice. All right. Good.
What were we saying? You just asked me where I'm staying, right? And you asked if I'm staying at Daniel's.
Yeah.
As if. Imagine staying at Daniel's house and getting him knocking at your door in his dressing gown at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I've made some Marmite sandwiches.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
I'll end on one track, and it's quite a random one. It's not really a game changer, to be honest, but this is kind of always the music that I've always tried to kind of... I don't know if I've necessarily achieved it, but just the kind of feel that I've always tried to get in music that I produce.
Yeah.
And again, this is really simple. It's from a Peel session, like John Peel from Radio 1. It's sort of track probably never play out. I will never play out. But it's just kind of, it's hard to describe. You know, some tracks can't really describe.
Just let them listen to it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Let them listen to it. Thanks so much, Jay, for having me.
That's all right.
Well, you didn't even say goodbye. I'm already offering myself out.
Offering yourself out. I'll take you outside, son.
I'm in that mood that I've actually come down to offering myself out. So I've had no sleep.
A guy called Gerald, Emotions Electric.
Taking hold of me, it releases emotion.
No, just straight in. That's dangerous. I do like a microphone with an on-off button.
Yeah, especially some of the conversations we've been having.
Indeed. So, Liquid, Eamon, I've got to say thank you very much for coming down, mate. It's been an absolute pleasure. We did meet for the first time a few weeks back at Bunter's. It was the White Cube, wasn't it?
No, I met you a few years ago.
Did you?
Yeah, loads of times. It's probably a lot more memorable for me.
Sorry.
It's all right, I have that effect on people.
No, that's not true. I do have a really, really bad memory, but I'm pretty sure that a few weeks ago was the first time I met you.
It's a good job that this isn't on camera because my face is crestfallen, look. Anyway, thank you so much.
No, it's been a pleasure, mate. We got to hang out all day. It was really nice, mate.
Yeah, so, nice one. Thank you very much.
Yeah, big up yourself, mate.
I'm going just in time because I'm starting to... I smell like I've been on a plane now. Don't I?
I'm glad you saved it for the end. Right, so we're going to continue the show. We've got an hour and 10 minutes. Dusted off the old vinyl. I'm going to keep the first tune, keep it in flavour. Love this EP. We've already played Liquid is Liquid. This is one of my other favourite tunes. In fact, to be honest, I love all four tunes. Liquid and Music. Check 1, 2. In tune to myself, Jay Cunning, right here on the Big Bad Call, London.com. Gonna send another special shout out to my guest, Liquid. Came in for a chat and play some of his game-changing tunes. Dug deep for that one, very deep. Gonna send over with everyone that's been locked on so far. Out to Paul Duquesne, out to all the Denon crew, sporting the new goods. Out to Kieran Lee, out to Russ Russ Danger Russ, out to the Nilts, out to Terrence. Also going to give a special shout out to Mr. LSD. Big up yourself, mate. Our special guest last week. What a show that was. Killer, killer views. Congrats going out to the winners of the T-shirts, the signed flyer and the USB. And there was plenty of people asking about where they can get a T-shirt from. There is a few that are available. Just head over to LSD's page. Just search LSD on Facebook and you'll find them. And of course, don't forget, if you miss any of the shows, started late, or just want to catch up on some of the old ones, nice and easy, just head to the podcast link right at the top of the Facebook stream, or just search Jay Cunning Old School. Record off Discogs a couple of weeks ago. Way too embarrassed to say how much I paid for it. Let me tell you, it was a lot.
Jay Cunning. You're done though, bad to the bone and ever so stunning.
Taking this one from the top because it deserves it. NDX, once again out to LSD on this one. Remember this tune. Never would have thought about hunting it down again. Long gone from my memory until it got revived. Two size bangers. Big up yourself, mate. Just love this tune to the bone. Always reminds me of that Top Bus set, the one I always go on about. Fantasia New Year's Eve 91 into 92. Loved it so much. Found a copy from that onto CD. Touched it up a little. Stuck it up on my Mixcloud. Just search Jay Cunning on Mixcloud. Or just find me on Facebook. I'll put the link up there. Such an amazing set. Banging tunes, banging MC. Amazing crowd. Too good.
Share, what's up people, this is DJ LSD and we're taking it old school style with Jay Cunning.
A bit of 91 classics vinyl style with SL2 out to Slipmount, out to the line, big up yourself guys.
Thank you.
I've got to give a few shouts out. Out to Michael, out to D-Smile, out to April Rain, out to Miss G. All the Shoutbox crew, big up yourselves, guys. Or you can send out to Mr. Jimmy Fingers, out to Tim, out to Jason, Brett, out to Amanda, out to Greg, Dean, Nick, out to Kieran, out to Russ. Sorry if I've forgotten some of you, or missed some of you. Vinyl, she's a demanding mistress. Also going to send out to the Generation X, locked in, locked on. For those just been in the show, sounds of myself, Jay Cunning, right here on the Big Bad Cool, London.com. Dusting off the vinyl, going 91 style.
The Jeff Conning, some players dig up on yourself and done the original players.
classic business from back in 91. Lenny D.I.S. We I.E. Gonna big up everyone that's been locked on since the start of the show and all the newcomers. And a special thanks out to everyone that shared the stream. You know the deal. Sharing is caring, tag a mate, tell a friend. It's all about getting this weekend party started right here on the bigbadcoollondon.com. 15 minutes. Vinyl Spectacular today. Breaking out the 91 business. Cheeky few 92s creeping in there.
This is DJ LSD, and we're taking it old school style with Jay Cunning. We'll be right back.
Two Bad Mice, and we're going old school with Jake Hunt.
Saying those denims look tasty, let me tell you, they are very tasty. That's all the denim crew. Gonna send out to Keith, smashing out an 88 to 94 10 tomorrow. Good luck with that. Big up yourself. Out to Christian, out to John, out to Shelley, out to Jose, Mark, Amanda, out to Brett, send out to Michael. Apologies for those that I've missed. We'll get there, we'll get there. And saying that, last 5 minutes. Let's do this. Right, gonna make this the last one, because it's not over. Scanners up next for your D&B needs. Don't forget, if you missed any of the shows, want to check some of the past shows, including ones from LSD, Freestylers, and many more guests, just check out my podcast. I've got all my shows and some exclusive mixes up there as well. If you looked onto the Facebook stream, just check the links at the top. If not, just head to my Facebook page, Jay Cunning. Splattered all over there. Get involved, rate and review. Going to send a big shout out to those just listening on the podcast. Easy. Drop this in. Scanners and Picked Up, don't know if he's there yet.